insect that has a long, thin body. Sometimes they're this long and they have filmy wings and they fly around lakes or ponds. They have two wings on each side. They're usually
but that's what we call a mosquito.
Mosquito?
They call them something else, dragonfly or something like that, but we call them mosquito. That's what we always call them. But I think their real name is a dragonfly, I think.
How about an insect that builds its nest out of mud, and some people say it doesn't sting?
That's what we call a dirt dog.
What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
We have the peanut, and we have a goober.
Uh-huh.
It's on the same, about on the same style as peanut, but it's the goober. You just have one kernel, and the peanuts, you know, they some of them have
two or three or
three or four.
Yeah.
You know, that goober, it got very near the same flavor as the peanut. You eat it boiled, you don't boil it.
Yeah,
that's
what you grow. You grow peanuts.
We grow peanuts.
Yeah.
I used to grow, they wouldn't call it a wood, it was just a single kernel in it. I haven't grown none in, it's been 25 years, I mean, I even sold one.
If a boy looks like his, or is similar to his father, then you say that the boy what his father, or if a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you say that the boy, what his father, boy.
Yeah. I think so. I don't know just the meaning of that.
Yeah. What would you say if someone said that your grandson here looked just like you? They might say that he
resembles. Well, this again is the hardest to hear. That's my grandson, my baby boy. There's a lot of people who look at him and watch him, and they're telling that he resembles his grandpa.
Yeah, he does. I think he does.
A lot of people tell him that.
Do you think he does?
Well, I don't know. I guess so. And another thing that's a little bit unusual about me and him, me and him both got the same birthday.
You do?
Right.
When is your birthday?
Mine's the 31st day of May, and his is the 31st day of May. Like I told him, I said we had the same birthday, but we're a long way apart.
Yeah.
he was 6 years old. He was six or seven this past, last day of May, and I was 76 on the last day of May.
Yeah, 70 years difference. Yeah. If a boy's behavior is similar to his father's, if he acts the same way his father does, you say that the boy what? His father. And we said before that if he looks like his father or resembles his father, if he acts like his father, what do you say?
I don't know what to say about that, but
would you say the same thing?
I'd say the same thing, because, you know, he resembles him.
Grandpa, you don't
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth but who isn't a nurse?
Midwife.
Midwife? Are there, do you know, Queen Robinson, have you heard of her?
No.
Lady who lives up in, she lives toward, well, she's a midwife. I just wondered if you'd heard of her or not.
Does she live in Folkston?
No, she lives just before Folkston.
I know of some Robertsons that lived up there, but I didn't know that there was either one of them a midwife.
Her last name is Robinson, I think.
Yeah.
Robinson.
And I knew of some of them up there, but I didn't know there was a midwife in the up there.
If a city person like me comes to the country, what might the country people call me behind my back?
We call them town dude.
Town dude?
That's right.
And how about if a country person goes into town, what do you think the people in the city would call him?
They call him a country boy or a country cracker. Most of the time they call him a country cracker.
Country cracker. How do you normally refer to a person whose skin is brown or black, or people who were slaves in the country before the Civil War? What do you usually call
them? They call them ex-slaves.
But now what would you call them? White people who live here?
We call them nigger. Some people call them Negro, but there's a little bit of a difference in a Negro and a nigger.
What is it? What's the...
Well, they...